I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Hamas militants tried to free two American Jews, Ron and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie,
who are from the suburban Chicago. They have been held hostage in Gaza since the militants rampaged through Israel two weeks ago. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the pair, who also hold Israeli citizenship, were the first hostages to be released.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict. We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages held in Gaza.
In a State Department briefing, spokesman Matthew Miller was asked about the Catholic Patriarch of Jerusalem, who's offering himself as a hostage for Hamas to allow the others to be freed.
Hamas should just release the innocent civilians that it's holding. It's not necessary to have any further negotiations. These are, in many cases, children, in some cases, babies, and that Hamas just ought to release them.
Hamas said that it released them for humanitarian reasons in an agreement with the Qatari government. Relatives of other captives appealed for more to be freed to release some of the growing expectations of an Israeli ground offensive into Gaza. And authorities inched closer to bringing aid from Egypt to desperate Gaza families and hospitals. The White House Friday released a sweeping set of proposals to bolster Israel and Ukraine in the midst of two wars, as well as invest more in domestic defense manufacturing and humanitarian assistance, and managing the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The total cost of the supplemental funding request was pegged at just over $105 billion. This is VOA News.
The third time was not the charm for Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, hoping to become House Speaker. Shortly after he failed to achieve 217 votes for victory on Friday,
Republicans booted him from further consideration. From VOA's Steve Herman.
Three more Republicans voted against Jordan in the third round than in the second, prompting the acting Speaker, Patrick McHenry, to announce he has no one yet to pass the gavel.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
The House has been paralyzed for more than 2 weeks since eight Republicans joined with Democrats in a historic vote to remove California Republican Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump has been fined $5,000 after a disparaging social media post about a key court staffer in his New York civil fraud trial
lingered on his campaign website for weeks after the judge ordered it deleted. The judge avoided holding Trump in contempt but reserved the right to do so, possibly even put him in jail if he continued to violate the gag order, barring parties in the case from personal attacks on court staff.
Said in a written ruling on Friday that he decided on a nominal fine because it was a first-time violation.
Trump's lawyer said the website's retention of the post was inadvertent. Nigerians remember those killed or detained in the 2020 protest against police brutality. The Elise Alexis Stroke reports.
Many Nigerians are remembering the victims of the historic protests in 2020 against police brutality, with Amnesty International reporting that at least 15 of the protesters are still being detained and tortured. A group held a rally in Lagos to commemorate the third anniversary of the protests, while many online spoke about continuing abuses by the police. The protesters still detained are held illegally in prisons in Lagos, the rights group said Friday, as it listed all their names. Issa Sanusi, director of Amnesty International Nigeria, said an investigation by the group showed the, quote, Nigerian authorities' utter disdain for human rights. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
You will find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com.
I'm Tommy McNeil.
VOA News.